Hi, everybody.
Wait, you started too soon.
That happened. I usually end too soon.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Speak Millennial Podcast.
That was Jessica Nutt. I'm Jay Black, and we're joined by our very special guest, Nicole Perino. Hey, Nicole.
Bill
left. He had to go. There's an alarm going off. What's that? What's going on?
I take my birth control.
You know what? By the time this airs, if you don't take it, maybe you'll have a baby between now and then. It's a lot of years between when this is going to air.
Maybe.
Bill had to go out and change his blazer. He's so overdressed now because of Chasing News. He comes in with he's got his little Republican blazer.
That's why I took a picture of your shoes, because I sent someone a picture and they're like, why is everyone so dressed up for a podcast? Because they see your dress.
You should just take a picture of me. And this,
you were in the picture. They thought you were
dressed up. This is
really
dressed up for you.
This is dressed up for me.
You've seen his t-shirts before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dress like someone on their third day of being homeless. The beard and everything else.
Thank you, Bill. Beautiful. Don't spill
really
all the equipment
need
now.
To fill up this whole thing.
Why not?
I thought you were thirsty.
This is like the
he,
biggest.
He was out there for like 10 hours.
I was just joking.
You know what I did? Are we recording?
Yes, we're recording. Yes.
So it was almost at the end. So like I have to go change the water back. I'm gonna go switch it. It's fine.
This is like a liter of water.
It's called.
This is 1 liter of water.
Self-sacrifice.
Was your water not filled up when you bought that?
Yeah, this is my third one of the day.
That's impressive. Wow, that's great.
Is that too much water?
No.
You can never drink too much water.
No, I was drinking when I was in boot camp.
Not true.
2 gallons a day minimum.
I guess you could die.
No,
someone sweat it out.
Don't you remember that woman who died for the radio thing?
Yes.
Pee for a wee? Hold your pee for a wee? Yeah.
Well, that's why she died. She
held
her pee.
You have to let it out.
Water toxicity.
Yeah.
You need to sweat every day and pee several times a day.
Yes.
Every day. Were you in the military, Bill, where they were still giving out salt tablets? My dad told me when he was in the Navy, they would go like.
I think that was an urban myth.
No, he would get salt tablets on the boat because
they
thought.
Stop that.
Yeah, they're like.
What was that?
Because you need the salt to retain the water to stay hydrated, but it's completely opposite.
It's like the opposite thing that you want to do.
It dehydrates you.
Right.
Being in the Navy,
they used to give you salt pills.
Doesn't Pedialyte have a bunch of salt though?
But that's like electrolytes. Like that's good for you. That's post hangover.
I remember hearing about that. We just drank. I mean, I would drink.
I'm sicking alcohol.
2 to 3 gallons a day.
We just drank.
No, I didn't have any alcohol. Even when I was on leave, when I came home, I didn't have any booze.
I was
173 pounds. Pull ups, running a 6.5 minute mile.
What are you now?
Damn,
I'm 6 foot.
6 foot.
I'm now like between 200 and 205.
Right. So,
but I was 6 foot,
like
173. Right?
I was
skinny. I could do 21 I could do 3 miles in 21:30.
Wow.
That's not bad.
I did 3 miles.
Now forget it.
I've done 3 miles, I'm still running it. I'm in five hours.
Diet had a lot to do with it. Like you were structured meals. You're not eating a lot, there's no snacking, you're drinking crazy amounts of water. Like you can get in shape very quickly.
Take all you want, but eat all you take. Is that what they would tell you in the mess hall?
That sounds good.
Just sounds like Thanksgiving.
You're not allowed to throw out the food. You got to eat everything.
I am a total clean plate guy.
You
strike me as a clean plate guy.
Because I'm fat? Say it, Bill. Say it.
It's not a weight issue. No. That you're responsible.
I
don't waste food. I hate to waste food. Oh, my God.
No, I'm going to tell you.
You waste food, Nicole?
Mm-mm.
You don't waste food.
Part of the reason why I...
Right?
Don't
waste. Children were starving in other parts of the world.
I always look at the plate and there's like a last piece. And I'm like, I can't finish it. I'm so full.
Part of the reason why I am carrying extra weight, Bill, is because as a dad, my job is to finish all the food my kids don't eat.
See,
oh my God, I totally do.
To finish it all.
Yeah, so my daughter will eat like half a piece of pizza and then be like, I'm stuffed. And I'll be like, all right, give me the pizza.
Will Chase finish what you don't eat?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you were out with a guy
like
who wouldn't,
that over,
men
that,
love
I know.
That.
Yeah.
I like that. Like, don't finish it because I would be more than happy to finish
it. It would
that.
Be very emasculating if he couldn't. Like, I'm too full.
Yeah. Oh, I'm no.
Right. He's got to do it.
I'm eating nothing but radishes. You know,
I love radishes.
I'm on my radish diet.
Are you on a radish diet?
No.
Is there such a thing? I would love a radish diet.
I'm sure there is.
I could eat like all red foods.
You could write some
beets, radishes.
You could write some bullshit book. called, you know, Bill Spadia's radish diet. And it's selling on the air.
You know what? Let's explore this. What if I take on like a radish diet and eat only red foods?
Yeah.
What would happen?
That sounds
Let's just, talk to a doctor.
That Who sounds just crazy.
We should get a doctor on.
Can we get
a doctor on? We should
talk to a doctor.
Or how about like
turn red?
You think it would be red poop? I could eat cranberries.
My dog is pumpkin. The poop's orange.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever eaten beets and then the next day pooped bread and thought you were bleeding?
I love beets. I love beets.
Right. When you eat beets the next day, you think you're bleeding rectally.
I don't, because I'm like, oh, yeah, I had beets.
Yeah, no, I...
Because you actually remember.
I remember that I had
Jay
beets.
Jay is like,
911. Hey, what up?
My intestine is falling out.
For a long time...
Well, I got drunk and ate beets. I don't know what's going on.
For a long time, I was leading a lifestyle where that was possible. I wake up the next morning and be like, did I eat beets or did something really bad happen?
Oh, no.
I love beets. Just salted beets. I peel them, boil them. Peel them, salt.
I don't like the word beets.
Do you like beets? You don't like beets?
No, the word is weird.
It's a weird
word. What about sick beets? Like I throw down when I'm DJing.
Now I like that.
So wait. Let's go back to the finishing the meal. So like, will it depend on the meal? Like let's say you have steak.
No, it doesn't depend on the meal.
He'll eat anything.
Yeah.
I'm saying he'll finish.
I just always can't finish on the plate though, is what I'm saying.
But food discipline to not overeat is also good. You should stop eating
when you're
full.
That is excellent. I binge eat every time.
Yeah.
Bloated every time.
I ate a sleeve of Oreos the other
night. Oh, no. That's disgusting.
Bill, are you okay? You want to talk about it? You going through a depression
are
of some sort?
I ate a whole sleeve. What do you think?
In one sitting or throughout the day?
Not the whole. I mean, you know how they have three.
You don't work with Jason anymore.
Here's what happened.
What do you mean three?
There are three rows.
Ate a whole row?
I ate a row. I just kept eating.
What?
I don't know. It was by myself. It was disgusting.
Wait, where were you?
It was late. I was working. I came home late. We had to tape late. I got home. And I'm like, hey. They're Oreos.
Do you do what I do, Bill?
And I just started eating them.
Do you do what I do and cry and call yourself a big fatty?
I don't do that. I don't do that. No, I enjoyed it. Actually, it was a celebratory sleeve of Oreos.
What were you saying?
I had a pretty good day.
I feel the opposite.
If I have a pretty good day, I eat very healthy and well.
Really?
When I had a bad day,
no,
I'm like,
punish myself
give me all the Oreos. I need to eat them when I had a bad day.
I punish with quinoa
I'm with you.
And kale.
Yeah. Like, really?
Back when I was like super clinically depressed.
I don't think you guys are getting the whole celebrating food thing.
Yeah. No, when I was clinically depressed, I would just eat Nutella out of, like I'd eat a jar of Nutella.
Really?
And then I'd just, stick the spoon
back in. Sister used to eat a whole
jar. Well, no, I'd eat the whole jar. Yeah.
Okay. Just like.
I lose weight if I'm in maximum stress, like when I'm working seven jobs at once.
I wish that were the case.
Yeah, no, maximum stress for me means,
I ran for office, I was down. So Marines, I was in the 170s. I was probably 190.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe less.
If I ran for office, I'd lose a foot to diabetes.
I think shrink though after time. My son's taller than me now.
Yeah.
Wow.
You do start shrinking.
Wait, or is he growing because he's the teenager?
He literally shot up. He's got like size 13 feet.
Wow.
Like, we're like, who's this guy in the house?
Yeah, my son is in
He's doing stand-up with Jay.
Yeah,
on Thursday. 3 weeks ago tomorrow.
No. Bill, do you know how many we recorded?
7 weeks ago tomorrow, my son did stand-up with Jay.
3 years ago.
And crushed it.
Yeah,
he crushed
five
it.
Five scores.
So Elizabeth is coming home from London.
Okay.
17 weeks from now. Tomorrow.
Do we want to talk about our big news with Nicole Perino?
We do have to talk about our big news.
What?
That we have a show that we are developing. Oh. Wait a minute. Did we already launch the pilot?
It will be launched like 3 months ago.
Whoa.
So if it worked, people will already know.
You'll know. You'll be
if we have to explain it.
When is it launching?
So we're shooting a pilot on Saturday. So five weeks ago. Yes. Jay had a crazy idea. So to explain the idea.
Right,
I think it's a really good one.
It's a game show called Street Cred. And essentially, it's a trivia show where if you're wearing a t-shirt, like let's say, I don't know, The Flash. Mm-hmm. If you're wearing a Flash t-shirt.
For example. Just throwing that one out there.
Nicole will stop you in the street and ask you five questions about The Flash. And if you get all five right, you have street cred. You win a prize. Right now, it's going to be drinking straws. But
because they banned plastic straws in New York. So I thought, let's give out plastic straws because they're like the next Bitcoin.
But if you don't get it right, then what Nicole will shit on you. I mean, not literally, but like just make fun of you for like, why are you wearing that shirt if you're not a real fan?
Will you? Exactly. You think you're going to be, how are you going to be though? Are you going to be mean? Are you going to be mean? Like
really mean.
Do you think people like that?
Oh, yeah. She's flexing. She just
Jessica, what do you think? From a television perspective, would you watch, would you be more inclined to watch if she were picking on people?
Have you not seen Billy on the Street?
What? No, tell me about Billy on the Street.
He picks on everyone. He's so mean to them.
Do you watch it?
Yeah, it's really funny.
You can't not watch it.
He does. He.
So you got to be mean, I guess.
See, I think the thing is, Nicole is so naturally friendly. No matter how mean she gets, you're just going to be like, aw.
It's not going to be that.
Right. It's not like me being mean where you're like, wow,
that's hurtful. That means you're going to have to be mean.
Yeah, so me on my worst
day is going to be kind of friendly.
Yes, it's going
to
be.
So if you try to tone it down, it's going to be a disaster.
I won't try to tone it
right?
down.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh no. Like, yeah, so you need to make
meanwhile, there are like seven people going to this shoot.
What are we? It's only three.
No, Tyler, Matt.
It's four.
Is Tyler coming?
Tyler. And your guy.
Matt and Vinny Nardiello, who's going to do some
Vinny Nardiello, who looks like Vinny Nardiello.
Vinny.
Yeah. Oh, Brian Herzlinger. Brian. He's
the helper
from LA.
And the recruits of the students in Hobart.
Right, Vinny's friend.
Vinny's the
there are literally going to be 15 people on this.
Eesh. Well, when we get those free student workers.
Yes.
But they're free.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should invite Paul and have him have a drone over this.
Jesus God.
Yeah. Look at that.
Fly a drone. And
just we didn't talk about what I'm going to wear yet.
Yeah.
We could just kill two birds with one stone right now.
So,
all right, what do you want?
I mean, I think that, I mean.
Well, it already happened, so you look great.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
Oh, it was fantastic. I had no idea what I was wearing. It just.
I think it's got to be something that if we put in a freeze frame on a YouTube video, someone's going to want to click.
So bright colors.
Yeah,
bright.
Colors, like something friendly.
A dress or jeans. And ripped jeans, I think, or nice jeans.
You're asking way too much.
Millennial.
Whatever you feel good in.
Millennial. I don't know.
You feel comfortable.
I've always had trouble with style.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Consult with Jessica.
Jessica, can you help us here?
But Jess has a very ladylike style.
Well,
I don't think, I think your style.
I wouldn't go white.
No.
Not white. I was thinking like a bright pink t-shirt or something like that.
It can't be like cocktail or professional.
I was thinking either sundress, which is like flowy. You know,
sundress works.
With like sneakery sort of shoes
and
like,
glasses. I think you need glasses. Did you put
fake glasses?
You need like big glasses that go up in your hair when you're annoyed. Like, did you really just say that?
Oh yeah,
you idiot.
I like that.
And then when I'm examining their t-shirts, like, you know, put them down to the eyes.
And you go like this, like like that. I was moving my glasses inside out. You have three pairs of fake glasses? Why?
What do you mean?
Like $10 online, and I love them.
But really?
You know, things.
When do you wear them?
Things that you don't
sometimes.
Need.
Sometimes.
You're not wearing them now.
Ooh, are they clear and invisible?
I don't have fake
They're
glasses.
They're legitimately fake.
I have
no
real
one
glasses.
Knows that they are.
What? I have real glasses. I wear contacts, Bill.
You should get LASIK.
I want to get LASIK, but they say that like sometimes if you get LASIK, like bright lights are difficult to deal with. And you know, Bill, I live in the spotlight. I can't be, you know, spotlight even in my regular life.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the limelight. I'm like Rush.
Do you think anybody's going to get pissed?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I have an extended point.
I hope they're
pissed. Who's the muscle?
Vinny. He's Italian.
All right.
You mean pissed when they would punch me in the face?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
No,
people
I take it, okay.
You know, I'm not...
I think you're tough enough to handle yourself, yes, but I think you need some muscle. So I think Vinny should be really quiet.
I'm not saying that I want you to get punched in the face, but it would be helpful.
But you want me to almost get punched in the face?
Yeah.
I would take
I
one for
I feel like
the
there'll be a lawsuit.
I would get punched in the face. I don't care. I would already have signed the...
don't get punched in the face. Let's decide
how about
now.
The arm?
No.
Can I get punched in the arm?
No punching, no physical contact whatsoever.
What about spit in the face?
No, that's even worse. Are you kidding? God knows what you can catch. Don't. Oh, my God.
I want to do a whole thing.
Oh, isn't that gross? I'd rather be punched.
You know the
spit on.
You know people with Che t-shirts?
Right?
Just like an open hand.
The Che, you know, slap. The Che, Che Guerrero. No, you know the Che t-shirts, you know?
Yes.
He's the Cuban socialist.
He's a communist guerrilla that, anyway.
But there's like everybody wears that t-shirt.
They wear it to show their solidarity with socialism and Marxism. It's a very, it's offensive, actually. I find it offensive.
You find that offensive?
Oh, yeah,
really?
Yeah, communist.
But you're okay with MAGA hats?
Oh, stop. Will you stop?
MAGA.
Really? That was three episodes ago. We're over it.
Well,
we're over the politics.
Moving on.
Wait.
Although I'm going to do a separate podcast just to have a battle with Mike, because I think he was interesting to talk to.
Who? Wait, you're saying Che Guevara killed more than the Nazis?
No, I'm saying the communists. I'm saying Che Guevara is a communist and a guerrilla and killed
people. Right now he's alive.
He's a terrorist. No, he's dead.
I agree with you. Anybody that aligns themselves with Russia are terrible people. 100%. I'm with you 100%. I'm with you.
It'd be nice if you could prove that.
They're the worst.
Anyway. All right. Let's not devolve. I was just about to say, this episode was like real.
It is like sorbet. Yeah.
Yes. It's a total cleanser from the whole thing we had, whatever that was, a couple weeks ago.
You should have seen it.
Well, you were here.
Did you notice how we got, like Mike got up?
What?
He's
yeah,
like,
I
need to get to the microphone because Bill is pissing me off and I need to deal with this.
Wow.
I have an effect on people.
But then Jay was shouting at
You were shouting at Katie.
I wasn't shouting.
I was like, you don't need to answer.
Like, she didn't do improv.
Calm down.
You didn't have to be that upset.
No, I wasn't mad.
If she were an improv performer, I would have understood.
No, I do apologize if I was shouting. I think I desperately wanted to know, like, where do you go for real news? Like, what was her suggestion?
Millennial and mornings on New Jersey 101.5.
Those are two good places, yes.
Beyond that,
yeah.
When you're in.
Yeah, I'll be in July 16th through July 20th.
You were great.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Killed it.
Yeah.
Back to the glasses or the punching. I don't remember where we left off.
Ooh,
what did you decide on?
The
sundress? What did you decide on? I'm thinking red.
So either sundress
is
like 100 degrees.
Are you like red?
It's going to be hot.
This weekend?
Oh, wait. So, yes. What do you think about showing skin? Like, does it have to be?
It's going
to
be 100 degrees.
You know, a sundress would be like almost down to the knees. But then jeans would be, but too hot.
And too hot.
So then the alternative would be jean shorts, which are shorter and show above the knee.
Yeah, but I think jean shorts.
Too much skin.
Are they in? Is that like cargo shorts? I feel like jean shorts are like cargo shorts.
Well, for women, they can be okay.
I would go red sundress.
How the heck am I going to find
you know what I did right. after that
At least
that
I can go shopping for
I can
this.
Go I pull home. Up some right now and Revolve. We can shop.
You should. Right. Yes,
wait, so
let's
red
do it.
Sundress and glasses.
Jessica, would you mind?
I'm
going to
style it.
So will you style it?
All right.
Jessica
will
get credit as the stylist for this.
She gets credit as
the stylist. I love it.
We need a stylist.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica.
Perfect.
Right.
I love that she asked the two middle-aged men.
That bottle of water.
I love that.
Filter water.
A liter.
Yeah. You've already drank half that water?
Yeah,
that's
I'm
really impressive. Okay. You know what? Let me tell you something. Drinking a lot of water, it's good for your skin. It's good for your hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's good
it
for
is.
Your blood, your heart, everything.
Yes.
You know
I
what?
Don't get
Bill,
breakouts.
I've always suspected that you were in the pocket of big water. Now
yeah.
I can hear
I'm exposed.
Doesn't have like a head.
Yeah, no.
Are you guys showing each other pictures of dresses?
No, they're not.
Actually,
just don't engage.
Pimples.
Don't engage. They're, yeah,
what is it?
Pimples.
Pimples? Ew.
There's a pimple that's being discussed.
Don't you shouldn't
just
pop
leave it. Just leave it alone.
You shouldn't pop pimples ever.
No,
because they really scars. I have
you
plenty.
You should put like a medicine on it. It'll
you're
go
supposed
away.
To either
it hasn't gone away for 2 days.
Put something that
you need, like,
dries
Clearasil
it up.
Yeah,
I've
like
had
dries
it up.
I've been like walking to work with Clearasil on.
It'll go away. It'll be gone.
No, just yeah.
It'll be gone. The more you pick it, the more it gets.
It has to not be there for the fourth.
Yeah, I know. I'm like stressing out.
The more you stress, the more they're coming.
Yeah,
the wedding.
You know what?
Yay.
Which already happened.
Why
Mrs. Gibson,
now, yes.
Congratulations. Woo! Great wedding.
Nicole, are you at the wedding? Are you gone?
No.
Oh, you weren't invited?
No.
Oh, I was.
Well, that's awkward. That
I
made
was,
it awkward.
I was
that's okay. Come. We're going to give out.
It didn't have to be awkward.
Giving
that's
out,
the funny thing. It didn't
we're giving out tickets.
Because Nicole
Sweet.
Didn't react, and
we
I instantly
awkward.
Figured, okay, because we would have talked about it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we'll just move on.
Nicole, I have what? A plus two. You can come with me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Jessica okayed my plus two. I got my wife and
did
I got one other.
I wasn't sure of that.
No, it seemed like her, like the way she looked at me was like a total. That was like,
I was
okay.
talking to my parents about this because my mom like cut down the guest list by like 10 people right before we sent it out.
And I can't believe I made that cut.
Wow.
I'm like,
how did I make that cut?
Because it was just from her. You guys were on the Jess friends list. So you were already.
We were like
from.
Protected.
But
we
then
were in like
I
a
didn't
protected
like
protected zone,
yeah.
Jay.
I can't believe I made that.
She was like,
list.
"Oh, go ahead and invite more people," but I'm like, "Not now. It's like too close
too
to the
now.
Wedding.
Right.
Like
right.
that is so
yeah.
awkward."
You know what you should do? We should do a giveaway on the radio.
Giveaway well, tickets.
Get 10 tickets.
To the
10 tickets
oh God,
to the wedding.
Can I do two?
Do you realize how many people would like be excited
sponsored
to go to that?
By.
Do you? Let's
no,
get
but what
sponsor.
If they came and eat the food and didn't bring a gift?
God, you know, yeah, someone well, asked about...
Right. That would be
that's
bad.
What I plan to do.
You would give away free tickets and lose money.
That's a good point, yeah.
The or gift is very important.
Tickets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why...
I imagine you'll give big enough for both of us, Bill. So I'm in the clear. You got that big radio money coming in.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. No, I
thought you were going to say the podcast money.
Oh, the big...
Rolling in it, baby.
We're rolling
why
in the
podcast.
Why are you
wearing the headphones?
I like to hear how it sounds.
Yeah, it sounds cool. Do you want to try it?
Mm, yeah. Maybe.
It sounds better.
Yeah. It sounds so...
it just sounds better. So this
how
is
does this sound?
Whoa.
Wow, right?
Bass,
sounds pretty
sounds
good.
Too bassy.
But I can also tell if it's work because we're sharing a mic.
Yeah. We're very Beatles on the Ed Sullivan right now.
We should tweet a picture.
Oh, so I have one more question since we got on the topic of the pilot.
Yeah.
Do I have to watch Batman? Because I don't watch.
No, you know, what? Listen, the less you know, the better. The less you know, the better. Oh, you're going to have
to unknow
anything you may know.
Because if we get there and then they'll all be mad at me like, what? You never saw Batman?
Why don't you have to watch Batman?
Well, that's one of the questions.
I didn't read your question.
I'm thinking about like what kind of shirts do people wear. So I do the sports shirts, Batman shirts. We're gonna do like Vinny's gonna. I can't predict what bands are gonna be there, but Vinny's gonna be on the spot to do bands because I feel like where we're going, there's gonna be a lot of hipster douchebags. Like, and you know my feelings.
So we
about
did
hipsters.
Decide though, it's gonna go from Hoboken or Jersey City, wherever.
Yeah, and then they're gonna go into the city.
Into the city.
Yeah. So thinking, start Jersey
I
City.
Think Bryant Park is the best place.
Okay.
Really have do. You guys been to Brooklyn? Like right over the bridge into Brooklyn?
No.
Not in a while. I took a back way to JFK.
It is such an experience
Brooklyn.
In the summer.
Because of the hipsters.
So many hipsters.
They're wearing knit hats in the summer.
They are wearing $1,000 knit hats.
Yeah, why?
Like, they're just that? Expensive, crazy
This is how
clothes,
I know there isn't a
and
God.
And they're all over the place.
Because if there was a God, they'd be struck down. Because I pray every night.
I'm going to have to start praying for Jay. I think that's
I say, Jesus, please kill the hipsters. And Jesus has not listened to me. And Jesus said,
do you want to hear how I fixed my toilet today?
Yes.
We were very concerned.
Did you pray to Jesus?
Sure.
I like this one.
Can we just not?
Whoa. All right.
You need some money towards it, though.
Jess found the perfect dress for the... She's kidding.
Let me see.
It's a little revealing.
I don't think that's going to work.
Nicole,
I don't know.
I pictured something a little sexier. I'll be honest. I pictured something a little bit more.
Out of curiosity, how much is that dress?
$300.
I think our budget's like $14.
It's $250, so it's just right
I'm
under.
I'm going to go to Goodwill.
Right in the budget.
That's right.
Okay.
No, Goodwill. Is there
going to have an outfit done? Because the shoes matter too. They should be comfortable but stylish.
Is there a down market Goodwill? Because like a down market, like something not as expensive.
Nicole's sending pictures of them to her friends.
Oh yeah, I was
Jessica's shoes.
I took a picture.
Are they comfortable and stylish?
Oh, Jess's or
no? I walk sneakers. From the train and it's really far every day, so I started wearing my running shoes.
They're running sneakers.
Oh, I don't think you should do that.
The point was...
I mean, she's not
that dress on. She has sneakers on.
I just think she was mad.
You want to hear how I fixed the toilet?
Yeah, that's why I'm never seen without my heels.
Let's back up. What was wrong with the toilet?
Okay, so...
Was it running?
Big
was
poop.
Was it flushing?
You can be honest. Giant poop.
All right, first a couple months ago, the actual part that you flush...
You were in here to talk about that. You had a toilet issue the last time you came in?
The chain was loose and I had to get a new...
I thought we had to put a whole new floor in.
No, that was like a last circular time
it
thing.
Leaked. It was a ceiling leak. Yeah.
You got a lot of toilet issues going on.
I know. A lot of bathroom just issues. So.
Jessica gave you a huge compliment, though, in the last episode.
Adulting.
Like, if you've got a mortgage, you're way beyond a millennial. You are already adulting.
Right.
But then I wasn't sure your text, if that was like some call for help, that maybe we had to go help you with the toilet. I wasn't really sure.
So basically, you're not going to be as impressed now because I've led up to it for so long. But it was
big buildup. Big buildup. I do this. You know how many jokes I ruined by talking through the beginning?
Right? But I am pretty proud of myself because I thought I would have to get a whole new toilet. But turns out it's just all these individual parts can be replaced. So this one today was just the like lid that closes to let the water stop going down.
The little flap.
Right. So. The flap, every time I was flushing it, the flap was just like floating away.
Oh, and it would just run constantly. Yeah.
So it would flush. It would just
go.
It would just keep running.
Have running water.
And then every time I was flushing it, I was having to put the flap down myself. So
would it be?
Yeah, because it's constantly.
Yes, the water is going down and filling, going down, filling. The water bill would be ridiculous. Yeah,
it will be. How long was this?
No, but I caught it in the moment. But the thing is, I didn't know you could replace the flap. So I thought, let me just keep fixing this broken flap every single time. So I was sticking my hand in the tank every time I was flushing.
Yeah. Right,
so what'd you do?
So then
burned down the house for the insurance.
I texted my mom and said, I have to get a new toilet because I'm sticking my hand in there every time I'm flushing it.
That's gross.
Right. And so she said, oh no, you could just get a new flap. So I'm like, oh, this is amazing. So after work, I went to Home Depot all by myself. Didn't even ask for help. Walked down the aisle. Got the right flap.
Got to the flap section.
How'd you?
At Home Depot, 75 different flaps.
And then I looked on the back of the package. It said, step number one, shut water off, did it. Step number two, attach rubber flap to whatever.
Were there any
it's more complicated
involved?
Though because right. the chain has to now be reattached.
Yeah.
And the chain has to be reattached right. at the right length to the so arm that the flushes.
You buy a new
right.
chain.
It can't be too loose. It can't be too tight. Right. Mm-hmm. Got to be right there in the
it's
middle.
An engineering issue.
I feel like I'm a plumber now because I did this.
Oh, there's no doubt. That's more plumbing than all of us combined.
Oh, and then I turned the water back on and everything was.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy, we go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
I stuffed up a toilet.
I didn't even Google it.
I stuffed up a toilet with a big poop. I'll tell a story. I was out in L.A. And when I fly, you know, like you travel, you don't go like regularly, right. You know what I mean? So like there's a couple of days backed up.
You need more fiber. That's the problem.
Fiber
intake and you'll be fine.
So
I shouldn't interrupt that.
So right. Now here's the background to this. I had auditioned for Last Comic Standing. You remember that show? And I was a victim of reverse racism, Bill.
Really?
Because, well, so here's what happened. I get up, I tell my first joke, and before they even get to the punchline, they stop me. Now, it was just the producers, like not even the celebrity judges. They stop me and they go, oh, you know what? No, we already got enough of your type. Mm. And I was like, "What? Really? What are you talking about? And they're like, you know, guys like you, you know. Like, and it's very much implied that
white guy.
Wow. So I was like, awful. So I was like, oh, okay. No, it gets worse. So I'm out in LA, for business purposes. And, I'm over my friend Brian's house and his girlfriend, and they live together in Sin. So, not like, you know, I just thought it was, you know,
anyway, go ahead.
They were disgusting in the eyes of God. So we have on Last Comic Standing, and I know I didn't make it, so I'm like, oh, there's no way I'm going to be in it. I go to the bathroom. I'm like, excuse me, let me go to the bathroom. And Bill, it all comes out. Like, honestly, like 5 days worth. Just
what did you have for dinner?
At your friend's house?
At my friend's house.
He lives with his girlfriend?
At his girlfriend's house.
Oh, gross.
Were they both like hanging on the couch watching the show?
They're hanging on the
placement.
So right off the living room? Right off the kitchen.
Oh,
they're in the living room. They're in the living room watching Last Comic Standing.
On the first floor is my most important criterion.
So now they have these Fakakta, like low flush toilet things there, you know.
It's environmentalist.
Exactly. Now, this is where you and I stand on the same thing.
They're going to flush it twice.
I want when I flush a toilet, I want every single shower in a 5-block radius to lose pressure.
Yes.
I want enough.
Take it away.
I want there to honestly be a water crisis every time I flush.
So what happened?
So I'm in the bathroom and a lot comes out. I mean, you get done and you're kind of like, hey, nicely done. You kind of want to take a picture, but
pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, you go like, wow.
You finish the sandwich and say,
right. Okay, I'm done. So I flush the toilet. And as I
call back to the last episode,
I remember that. Yes. So I flush the toilet and that worst feeling in the world starts to happen where it's like rising up. And as it's rising, and I'm sitting there and I'm panicking. Circling. And I'm like, oh, no, God, Jesus, please, no. And as that happens, I hear, Jay, get out of here. You won't believe this. And I'm like, how do they know already? Do they have like some sort of sensor? So I walk out.
Oh, no.
And I gotta say, excuse, do you have a plunger? Because I stopped up your toilet with my giant poop. So I walk out and they go, you got to see this. And they rewind the DVR and it's me on Last Comic Standing in the section of, and there was the losers and it was me. Oh, no. But here's the thing. It's me coming up on stage. I start to tell my joke. It cuts to the celebrity judges who weren't there. Richard Belzer going, we love you. And then it cuts back to me going, really? Because remember I said, really? And then it cuts back to Richard Belzer going, no. And then it's me walking off, which never happened.
Wow.
So I see myself humiliated.
The crime of television.
Humiliated on television that in something that didn't even happen, that was, I was a victim of reverse racism. I think if Donald Trump were president, it wouldn't have happened. And then I have to, the worst of all, at the end of this, I have to go, can I get a plunger? Because I pooped your toilet.
So you watched that.
I watched that. Then I asked for a plunger and walked back. And they were like, really? And I was like, yeah, really. Really? And I was like, yeah, really. So I had to go plunge the toilet. It was the worst night of my life.
But you did plunge it and it all was fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
I mean, it could have gone.
It could have gone even more south. Yeah. No.
About Mary, you know, where it's,
yeah.
Well, it doesn't work.
But I suffered a humiliation on national television and also in the one toilet of my friend's girlfriend's house.
Toilet humiliation was worse.
Are they still together?
Was that?
Someone could not make up your life.
No. Yeah. No.
Are they still together?
Funny.
No, they broke up shortly thereafter. Brian? No, Brian's married now to a whole different. Yeah, no, it's the same Brian, different girl. He's married to a different girl.
So what happened to that girl?
I think right after I pooped the toilet up, she was like, you know what, you and your friends are gone. Your friend's a shitty comic and a shitty house guest.
So he was sponging off her. He was living in her place.
Oh yeah, no, she was a producer, and she had dough. It was a nice house. I mean, not a lot of water pressure in the toilet, but otherwise a nice house.
Wow.
Anyhow. Yeah, that's my poop.
We're kind of just
digesting that.
We're digesting.
See that, everybody? Improv.
It's beautiful.
I don't think
you just reminded me that with that story.
Yes.
And I just texted my friend who loves Big Brother.
Uh-huh.
And I always tell her how it's fake. A lot of stuff is fake that you see. Like, they probably have IFBs in their ear, or they're probably...
When you say Big Brother, you mean the TV show, not the concept that's currently going on in the country.
Just making sure.
I didn't know it was, you know, 2 plus 2 equals 5.
The TV show, the cameras are hovering over
Republican
everyone.
Party.
You know.
He got it. He's
whatever.
Trying to make
yeah, no,
it.
No,
so I need to tell her that story you just told.
About how it's all...
How they faked you out.
Yes, it's
just
all fake.
Just to make good TV.
Oh, maybe.
She's like, oh, that's really their personalities. I'm like, eh.
They cast it in a certain way, but is more real.
Yeah. Honestly, yes, because
the
ratings tanked
is not right. allowed.
The
to
worse
come
the
back.
Ratings, the more
Can
reality.
See that?
It made
I
me.
Know they're so mad at them. Well, because Angelina, I had her on the show.
Right.
I like her. I have her on, and I think she's entertaining. Okay. But she had a little incident.
Happened.
What happened?
In the car.
She got punched.
She
farted. She farted in the car.
Didn't go well.
In your car?
No, not in my car. On the show.
She's back on the show.
She's back on the show. She's coming back for season 2.
Yeah.
What show?
Jersey Shore.
There's only
Family Vacation.
Yeah, they're back.
There's a second season coming.
There's only one season.
They're taping it in Wildwood.
This is the new. Well, no. Apparently, Wildwood said we don't want them now.
Oh, good.
You know what? I've been to Wildwood. They're already there.
Jersey Shore.
They're already there.
My friends that have a house in Wildwood, they don't want it.
Why?
Because they love their beach. And they don't want Jersey Shore trash coming there.
It's so funny. Now, I think about Wildwood. Just
trashy, for
like
I know.
A couple minutes.
That is like such
I love
far.
It. I love Wildwood.
I don't need a couple. I just need like 45 seconds.
That is such a far drive for all those New Yorkers to come down to the most southern point.
Wildwood's a really good place to take your kids to tell them why you shouldn't get a tattoo.
Mm. Everybody because, smokes and has tattoos.
Yeah. And every tattoo is like a tattoo they got when they were young and tight. That is now
it droops a little
silly
bit.
See, putty.
That's the thing.
Everybody looks
this
like
new. This will
tattoo.
Never droop.
No,
yeah.
You got
guns. Everybody looks like they're.
Nicole's pointing to her huge tattoo on her bicep.
Everybody looks like they are Sunday comics that have been left out in the rain.
I'm looking. Okay, it's more difficult.
You
than
look
I
good though, Nicole. That's a good tattoo.
Oh, you think I should get words right here?
Wait, yeah, you should.
Don't
by
encourage
the way,
it. Don't encourage it. What?
I thought she actually had
friend me over it.
I thought we talked about this.
So I have a bit my act where I'll go, there's an inverse relationship between how elaborate the tattoo for your children is and how good a parent you are. The bigger the tattoo, the shittier the parent.
You know what
I think
that's true.
If you just have the name of your kid, yeah, you're an okay.
You're all right.
If you have a full-blown color picture of your kid, you've never seen that kid. There's a full, 0% chance you've ever actually seen that child.
I would agree with that.
The only reason why you have that there is so you can remember their names. Nothing means
How
more than me.
How do you remember the names of 13 kids?
This is so mean.
You don't. You name
so, that guy just has murals.
All over the place.
Right? Like if you 13. Had 13 kids, I'm pretty good with my 2.
4 of them are named Jebediah. I'm sure.
That's you know, like it's Jebediah all, 1, Jebediah 2. Right.
Yeah. It's.
Oh boy.
So conclusion: the toilet's fixed. Jay's not invited over after Mexican.
Definitely
That's
not.
Right.
And
no Mexican maybe.
Good fiber.
No, you don't want me after
good
I've.
Fiber.
You know,
yeah,
you don't want me after
That's
I've flown.
A good point.
If I got like 4 or 5 days of backup,
that's
know,
what it
yeah,
is.
That's where
exactly.
it becomes problematic. Because you don't want to go like you feel better when you're at home, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, it's got to come out eventually. So then it all comes out
I
at
like
once.
Airplane toilets.
Ooh.
Do you poop on an
takes
airplane?
Takes everything away.
Have you pooped on it?
Of course.
Have you ever
Jay,
pooped
that's
on an
the
airplane?
Kind of flush you want.
Wait,
though.
Have you not
airplane flush?
I don't think I've ever pooped on an airplane.
Really?
That, and oh, you'd be God, surprised because I like pooping. You'd think I would do that.
Well, because it's a
no. Structure. I like you're right. I like
away.
The
and
I
mean, it ends up as blue ice and it
I mean,
lands in some field.
Sometimes I've flushed while sitting on the toilet just for you know the feeling of it. I mean,
weird.
We've all done that.
Wait,
right?
That's weird.
We definitely right. have it all.
I don't just, want it splashing
I mean,
back
yeah,
at me.
No, where you just want that.
I think I stand up and then
just,
I flush.
You just want that erotic
away.
Tug, right? I mean, we all want
wow.
that.
Uncomfortable.
I don't really.
Definitely
do.
Awkward.
That's even more creepy if it's reaching that low.
Yeah, but if you're on a plane.
I invite someone in to press the button for
like
me. That's
like
what I need to
flight.
Complete the act.
What are you going to do?
I don't.
I was on a 15-hour flight.
Hold
what
it.
What are you going
to
do?
You hold
I'm
it.
So
not
disgusted.
For 15 hours. You can hold it for 15 hours. I can.
I don't think you eat in a fire.
But here, let me ask you a question. You think Neil Armstrong pooped?
Oh, no doubt.
On the, you
they
think?
To,
I don't think
they
I would have pooped.
Chemical toilet
I don't think I would have pooped. I think
some gravity, anti-gravity toilet. That just
I, see, that's what I'd be worried about. Is it? It would come up and hit me
the wrong way.
Yeah. I don't think I'd poop.
Yeah, it's really devolving.
It's not devolving. These are questions that people need to ask. And you know, Alex Jones probably thinks that it was a really false flag operation.
This is like the third episode of you talking about poop.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a recurring theme. I'm surprised it's that low, in all honesty.
I am too. Actually, it's a good point.
We can talk about other bodily functions.
No. I think we're good. I think we're good.
I don't think Neil Armstrong pooped. I wouldn't. I would have held it.
Anyway, millennial homeowner.
I would have pooped on the moon, just to say I did. Just be like, yeah. There was a great, somebody right had this, the great bit, you know, who's the person who's least happy? The person who just got back from skiing when they're at a party with Neil Armstrong. Because no matter what you say, like, oh my God.
Skiers love to talk about skiing.
Or whatever, where you go like, I just got back from Nepal. It was wonderful.
Right.
Oh, you went to Nepal, huh? Yeah. Was it like the moon? Because I was on the moon. I'm Neil Armstrong. What a douche he must have been. Maybe that's why.
Armstrong's like an American hero.
He probably was a douche at parties.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think he was very low key.
I think you would be like, oh, you know, I've met.
Who will ever know? There's no videos.
Of Neil Armstrong at a party?
Are there?
I think actually Stanley Kubrick faked video of Neil Armstrong.
Not knowing reality. You really can't know that sort of things like that.
What if, see what if he was a douche or not? Now we're talking about
I believe
the moon landing.
If he was
real.
A douche at parties or not.
I believe the moon landing was real.
Is that a word people use today?
Douche?
Douchebag.
Douchebag, yeah.
But I mean, is it common? I don't think so.
It's fading.
I feel like I don't say that.
No, I think douche is like a perfect summary of a word, like a person. You know who you're talking about.
What do millennials
like,
call each other?
I say that's what a douchey person.
Douchey.
Douchey guy.
Yeah, I don't think it's been replaced by anything.
No, right? It hasn't been replaced by anything yet. But it,
like, what's
I think
the best insult?
Away.
Is it like a guy's an asshole? Like, what do you say?
Best
like, guy's
as
really
in,
being a jerk.
He's a good guy or best as in?
Bad guy. Man, that guy's really pissing me off.
Scum of the earth kind of guy.
Scum of the earth?
Guy comes over to your house. Clogs up your toilet, while he's getting booted off a reality show.
Well, see, I have a sensitive word for people like that.
A what?
A fuck boy.
A fuck boy's the worst, the lowest. Yeah.
What is that?
A fuck boy.
I thought a fuck boy is like a good looking dude that girls like.
No.
Some girls like to sleep with.
That's a negative?
Well, that's like a guy who's never going to be in a relationship with you. He just wants to sleep with you, but that's like more of a younger term.
Is that it?
I don't know. That's what I thought.
Maybe I'm not using it right.
I'd love to have fuck
boys. Like in context, I would
revisit the conversation that you had that conversation.
I'd love to have
the fuck boy
status. I think
I would ask someone like, oh, are you interested in going out for dinner or a date or something, or are you just a fuck boy?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. What's the status that
I have? The dark side of speaking millennial.
Yeah. What's the status that I have?
I wish I didn't ask.
That's right.
I wish I didn't ask. I'm sorry I asked. My fault.
Okay.
It's on me.
Take it back.
I feel bad because I'm on the other side of that. I'm the guy that you go with after you're done with fuckboys. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm done with good looking dudes. Now I'm ready to settle. Mm-hmm. I'm the settle. You know what I am? I'm like there's aspirational houses and then there's the house you end up with. That's what I am. I'm never going to be on Home
and
Gardens.
Yeah, but it's comfy and cozy and loving.
Yeah, but nobody wants that.
See that?
Nobody wants that.
That's not true.
It's very true.
Nobody has ever looked at me and gone, I've only ever gotten.
Yeah. I think your wife did that.
No, she didn't.
I think
No, she
put my ring wife. On that finger.
My wife will tell you. She went. Yeah, I was done with good-looking guys. I was ready for something
she's
else.
She's kidding. She's funny like you.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that. No, I'm not the guy, Bill. You're a good-looking guy. You don't know what this is like. Mike Casey, who's sitting over there, and Jay Black.
Casey, is that your last name?
Casey.
It's Casey. We've been saying Casey. This has been the whole problem.
I thought
going
it was like
back
Mike
like
K.
four
K.
episodes.
C. Dot.
See, that's what I thought, too. And then I found out that guy is a firefighter who is 7 inches taller than Mike Casey.
Mike Casey and I are the guys that you end up with when you're done with good-looking guys. And you go, you know what? I'm tired of dealing with all that drama.
Oh, now you got to drag
drama.
Him through the mud.
Well, I mean, take a look at him. We're on the same page.
Hey, we can judge him for ourselves.
And you already have. I could tell. Mike, they texted me. They said, Mike Casey, and they put 5.5. I got a text from Jessica and Nicole.
I mean, it's over half.
Was
that bad? Out of six?
Oh, yeah. Here, Nicole, before you make any judgments, take a look at this.
Okay. What are you going to show her? Is this
I'm
appropriate?
I'm going to show a super hot picture.
Ooh.
Let's see here. Hold on. Here you go.
Oh, my God.
How about this? This counts as erotica. It's a picture of me and Mike Casey.
Wow.
You've impressed Nicole.
Yeah, look at that.
But
you girls need a moment?
Yeah, maybe.
Take a deep breath. Yeah.
He looks nervous.
But it would be better if like the hands were wrapped around his waist.
Wow.
Okay. I think they're close enough.
Mm-hmm. It's like, Jay, where are your
they're
hands?
Pretty
they're
close.
Supposed to be wrapped around his
Wait,
waist.
You can't no. see Jay's hands?
Nope.
Can't see his hands.
Jessica, did you take that picture?
Wait.
Whose idea was that picture?
His hand is there.
No, it's not around his... Oh, picture? Yeah, a little Jessica. Bit it is.
Yes, you can see his hands. It is my idea.
It should be closer, wrapped around the belly.
They wanted to take...
I think we're... I don't know where that went.
I walked in on them taking a picture together, first of all.
Not sure why.
Mike, we should tweet
a picture.
Mike,
would you get over there?
Mike, if you add up both of these pictures, it's a 9.
Yeah, that's...
Just humor me in point, though.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
There we go. Look happy about it. There we go.
Beautiful.
It was like kind of fading down. And Is it good?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Do you remember when we started recording back in 2018? That was fun.
Jay, how is your beard so gray, but the hair on your head is not?
I think I noticed it
in the picture, too. It was like the first thing I saw was
exactly
white hair.
Yeah. I think my wife...
It's such a contrast. Yes. Such a contrast.
I see some gray.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but the beard is all gray.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is here. And I wanted to shave it when all the gray came in. And my wife was like, no, keep it. And I think it's because for the longest time I had a baby face. Yeah. So like... I remember once I got carded and she didn't, and it was like the worst night of my life. She's like, you know why I look older than you? Because you stress me out. That's why. And I was like, oh shit. But I think she likes it because now I look old.
Looks good. You look distinguished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the
less of my face you can see, the better. I think honestly, you cover, if I could grow like hair like the Argentinian wolf boys, I would.
So we've learned some terms that I...
Argentinian wolf boy?
We learned that. That was one term. That could be a title.
I think fuck boy is worse, but like one below that is Argentinian wolf boy. Right? Doesn't that work? Are you just here for the right reasons or are you an Argentinian wolf boy? And they go, I'm so sorry. I've got hair all over my body.
We didn't solve the outfit issue.
No, we didn't.
We did learn how to fix the flap on a toilet.
Yes.
That's right.
So, I mean, all in all... I'd give it a C+.
Saved a lot of my
You know who has trouble pooping? Argentinian wolf boys, because they have mats. You can't
have mats.
Well, yeah, it's like you can't easily wipe yourself when you're an Argentinian wolf boy. You're covered in hair. That's why it's the worst thing you could call someone.
Are Argentinians even hairy?
No, it's the Argentinian wolf boy. Look it up. Right. Look it up in your phones, millennials. Argentinian wolf boy.
I am Bill Spadia. Follow me at Bill Spadia. Follow Nicole at
The Glam Cam.
Is there an underscore extra thing? How did that happen?
The Glam Cam underscore. Because the Glam Cam was taken.
Who took the Glam Cam?
Who took that? It's mine.
It is yours. I think, though, you should consider...
It's underscore at the end.
It's underscore at the end. So it's the Glam Cam...
Underscore.
Underscore at the end. All right. And Jessica is at Chasing Jess Nut. And Jay...
Get that hand.
What are you? Argentinian
Wolf Boys? I'm looking up Argentinian Wolf Boys.
I don't think
that's
a real thing.
No, the Wolf Boys.
We'll revisit that next time. So... you guys will solve outfit issue before Saturday.
We were trying.
Here, look.
I know it's not easy.
We need to know her budget.
Look.
Good God, that's a thing.
Look, it's a thing.
Can't unsee that.
Yep.
You know what?
Thanks.
Do us a favor. Don't Google that. Anyway, we'll see you next week.